Oasis Audio presents Danger at the Iron Dragon by Carolyn Keene. Read for you by Georgina Marie. Dear Diary, I started volunteering downtown at the soup kitchen a few weeks ago, and it's been going really well. It took a little while to learn how everything works and get into the swing of things, but now I think I'm getting the hang of it. I know that I've helped a lot of people over the years solving mysteries and catching criminals, but giving back has always had a special place in my heart. It's great to get involved in the community and try new things. After all, you never know who you'll meet or where you'll end up. Chapter 1. Enter the Iron Dragon.
That's it for tonight, Nancy, Chef Kathy called out, waving goodbye to our last customer and locking the front door. Time to clean this place up.
I set down my ladle and breathed a sigh of relief. I loved volunteering at the River Heights Soup Kitchen, but standing at the counter and serving dinner to 200 people was not an easy job. My feet were throbbing, my ladling arm was sore, and I could barely keep my eyes open. I hauled the now empty stockpot over to the big industrial sink and helped Chef Kathy, the kitchen manager, wash the dishes and get everything ready for the next meal in the morning. Kathy was a petite woman, with sparkling eyes and black hair hidden under a hairnet, but she carried vats of food and heavy boxes of supplies around with a strength that defied her small size.
"I don't know how you do this every day," I said, awed.
"I only work once a week, and I'm exhausted." Kathy, her hands full of suds, shrugged.
"You do the impossible often enough, it becomes routine, I guess."
By the time Kathy and I were finished, it was almost 11 p.m. I peeled off my rubber gloves and hung my apron on a hook by the kitchen door. "See you next week," I called out, slipping into my jacket and slinging my backpack over my shoulder.
"Yep, I'll be here," Kathy replied. "Thanks so much for your help, Nancy, and tell your dad I said hello."
With a nod and a wave, I stepped out onto the street and turned my collar up against the cool night air. The soup kitchen was in an older section of downtown River Heights, where many shop fronts sat empty and burned-out street lamps rarely got replaced. There was a campaign going to help fix up this part of the city and get more help to the people who lived there. Dad was helping to organize it. That was how I became interested in volunteering at the soup kitchen in the first place. River Heights was my home, and I always tried to do what I could to make it better for everyone. The street outside the soup kitchen was deserted, and only a few pools of light illuminated the sidewalk in front of me as I walked to my car. A slender crescent moon hung in the sky, dark clouds churning past it, reminding me just how late it was. I yawned, fighting to keep my eyes open. All I could think about was getting home to the warm comfort of my bed. I just wanted to sleep. And then, a sound broke the silence. Footsteps, behind me and approaching fast. A bolt of adrenaline shot through me and I was instantly wide awake. Reaching into my pocket for my phone, I turned to face whoever was coming, but I was too late. A figure in dark, nondescript clothes was already on me, grabbing me by the arm and knocking the phone from my hand. In slow motion, I watched it skitter across the pavement out of arm's reach, right before I was slammed against a wall. I shouted out,
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"